Okay, buddy. Yep, it's time for our Christmas cracker. Jackson, what day is it, buddy?
Day two.
Okay, anything else to bring to the table, gentlemen?
Yeah, I've got one that can kind of encapsulate three different topics.
I'm touching my mic sensually. Sorry, go ahead, Max.
Incredibly weird. I'm always tasked with bringing the lighthearted and the fun topics to this table, and I think this one kind of fits in this group. With everyone being locked down and wrestling kind of being sparse on the ground, wrestling Twitter's kind of stepped up in terms of we've had the Don't Rush Challenge, where wrestling Twitter people have been making some really funny Don't Rush videos. We've had wrestling Twitter After Dark, which has been
it's been a thing,
and then obviously we've had this influx of wrestling Twitter only fans.
I don't know about you guys, but reading Brad Shepard's best wrestling Twitter After Dark, that had me going, man. That guy is a journalist. That guy understands what the people want.
Exactly, what a knob.
I've never heard such sincerity from you, Ryan.
I'm a very good actor.
Yeah, I think the point that I'm getting at is that when we're in the weeds, as in terms of wrestling to watch, wrestling Twitter has provided, and it's a good thing, I suppose. So yeah, I'm bringing that to the table. What does everybody feel about wrestling Twitter After Dark and all these Don't Rush Challenge videos and every wrestling Twitter fan at the seemingly having an OnlyFans page?
Conrad is chuckling like a schoolgirl, so go ahead.
He spent all his allowance on signing up to people's OnlyFans, I think.
I've been getting new subscriptions, new wrestling subscriptions there. I looked at the wrestling Twitter After Dark, so I'd went to sleep before it started.
I bet you looked at it.
You know, back in my day, we had to find Playboys on the side of the street.
I wanted this. Carry on.
I was sat next to my mum.
And saw a picture of her.
There was like, I was just scrolling through my phone, eating my breakfast, and I saw the hashtag trending, and I was like, right, it's got to be like some Mac recommendations or something. Like you can't really share and say and that, and it's just like, oh, great, search posting everywhere. It's just like, so basically, wrestling Twitter After Dark is just a hashtag for like what a lot of people do in the day anyway. So, but it was a good bit of entertainment, probably a good bit of shock value as well for people that weren't expecting it.
It was purdy.
It was. I've never been so glad that Mason's not on Twitter, because I don't think Graham would ever forgive me.
I guarantee Graham's got a little wrestling Twitter After Dark folder hidden away on his phone now.
I'm not saying that, Graham. That's Mags. Not going to do with me.
I'm saying it as well.
Staying out of it. I'll leave those two. You do them, Graham. I'm not doing that.
Hashtag Graham is a dirty pervert.
Hashtag Bulb.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
But, Mags, you're right. There was a moment where the wrestling community came together, and for once, for a night of unbridled passion, there was a lot less hate.
It was
It was good for the community, because it allowed the community to get a little bit of their
pent-up aggression.
out in a productive way that wasn't hurting anybody.
I think it was cool as well. Quite nice to like note like when I was reading through like the comments, and that's what I do anyway. I'll just click on tweets and see who's commented. But it was just nice to see that nobody was slating anybody or like there was
it
no.
It was very rare. There were a few dickheads. There were a few dickheads I saw, but. Yeah, it was all very, very positive. Absolutely, I agree with you.
There's a few dickheads. That's the problem, unfortunately.
Oh. And that actually, so I'm friends with the retrosexual himself, Anthony Green, on Facebook, and he shaved his iconic 90s style porn stash a couple weeks ago, and he had to post a whole thing. He blocked out everyone's names because he wanted to just make a point. He didn't want to like throw anyone on blast, but a lot of people just like, you know, went after him in the comments about, why would you do that? You're so ugly, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, like, the dude shaved his mustache. He's not wrestling right now. He doesn't have to play the character. Let him grow a new stash. It'll come back in like a week. What are you doing? And I felt bad for the guy. I mean, he said, he's like, look, I'm fine. I can handle this kind of stuff. But, you know, some people can't, and you guys should try being a little nicer to people. And these were people he's friends with on Facebook. Now, he's friends with a lot of fans as well on Facebook. Like, I don't know Anthony Green personally. I've never hung out with him. I'd like to. But, you know, like, it must suck to have these people that you consider closer than the average rando online attacking you for the way you look.
Thank you to everyone for listening this year.
Happy holidays.
And Happy New Year, too.
We're out of here.
Goodbye.